And now let's get over here to Jane. Hi, Jane. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi. I have an 11-year-old daughter who started her period about 5 or 6 months ago, and she's had flow almost all the time since then. My daughter's taken her to the doctor, and it's been pretty heavy. And she at first said, "Well, let's just wait and see. It should level itself out," because she'd have pretty heavy, and then she might have a few days off, and then would start again. And now, when she took her back, she's did testing, and she is anemic, and they wanted her to start her on some iron, and also on a very low dose of a birth control pill to help her try to regulate. Do you have any other suggestions?
I surely do, ma'am. I would not go anywhere near birth control pills for an 11-year-old.
That's
good grief.
That's what I was concerned about.
Good grief. All right. So, let's go to the South African Medical Journal for 1977. Doctors Litzgau and Politzer. They were working for women who had exceptionally heavy menstrual bleeding. Now, these were adult women, but bear with me. This applies to 11-year-olds if they're having more bleeding than they should, too. What'd they do? They had them take 50,000 units of vitamin A a day. And by the way, that's perfectly safe except for a fetus. If you're a fetus, it is not safe. But if you're not a fetus, if you're an 11-year-old, it's probably tolerable. And funny thing, but we can always tell when we're taking too much vitamin A because we start getting headaches. Because too much vitamin A will raise what's called the cerebrospinal fluid pressure. And if we feel that pressure, it's felt as a headache, so we know it's too much for us. But if this child at 11 is the same size as an adult, I would go for the same dose. But on the other hand, or on the other vitamin, whichever, if she's not as big as an adult, then I'd take an adult height and weight and scale it down from that 50,000 units a day to whatever she is. All right, now what did they find? They found that in 51% of those ladies, menstruation totally normalized within 2 or 3 cycles. Totally normalized. No more bleeding all over the place most of the time. That was 51 or 53%, one or the other. And then if we get the fraction to bring it up over 90%, that remaining 40%, they had considerable improvement, but not total improvement. And only 8 or 9% had no change at all. Now, being deficient in vitamin A is never, ever suspected when women have heavy menstrual bleeding, despite the fact that this South African Medical Journal article proved it back then. And since I read that thing, women with heavy bleeding or abnormal bleeding, guess what? Sometimes we check their estrogen levels, but if they say that's kind of a pricey test, I'll just say, well, take vitamin A anyway. And the ones who do check their estrogen levels, almost all are kind of on the low side. And this, and sometimes the same thing goes for progesterone, too, because the estrogen and progesterone have to be in balance. But the doctors, Lithgow and Politzer, they had everybody use that vitamin A. And as I mentioned to you, the large majority of them either normalized or got considerably better. And it's never a surprise when a teenager's low in vitamin A because, I'm sorry, but teenagers don't always eat the best they should. And besides that, what food is high in vitamin A? It's called liver. And all the liver out there, unless it's organic, all the liver out there is now contaminated, so nobody buys and eats liver anymore. And all the other foods don't have vitamin A. They have something called beta-carotene. And beta-carotene must be transformed in the body into vitamin A. And oddly enough, some of us do not have the genetic capability of rapidly transforming beta-carotene into enough vitamin A. Instead, it's kind of slow. But if we get vitamin A from our local natural food store, the Tahoma Dispensary, compounding pharmacies, any of those places, if one chooses to do that, the best one out there is a dropper bottle form, and I don't mean with an actual squeegee dropper. I mean an actual bottle top dropper. Instead, it's a white bottle. You just squeeze the bottle, and out comes a drop. It's plastic, of course. And it's made by a company called, Biotics Research, B-I-O-T-I-C-S Research. Those drops we can put under our tongues and they absorb there. So even if we happen to have poor absorption, we can still get our vitamin A in. But
yes,
the likelihood...
I take that myself.
There you go, ma'am.
Now it's vitamin D. Okay, and then that's why I was concerned about the birth control pills. And then for the anemia, I know iron sometimes can be constipating. Do you have a suggestion on a type of iron that she should take now? And then...
No, ma'am, but I do have a suggestion on what to do to keep her from being constipating, and that is
okay. If
we take practically in the same mouthful, we take our iron and we take 1 to 2 grams of vitamin C, which is not an overdose. Funny thing, but that iron and vitamin C are so cooperative that they just absorb into the body really well before they can ever get to the point where it's constipated.
Oh, okay.
And the vitamin A should be kept away from the iron by at least a couple, 3 hours. Okay, it can oxidize. The vitamin A can be oxidized if it comes in contact with iron, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All right. That's very helpful, then. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, and, 11-year-olds and birth control pills, that can mess up their cycles for years, so I'm glad you're helping her to stay away from that, ma'am.
Okay, well, hopefully that will work. Her mom and I both had really heavy periods, so I wasn't surprised at that, but this on and on and on I was really concerned about.
Yes, and the vitamin A, you can't expect it to work for at least a month or two, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.